19-year-old Benjamin Kaiser was found dead in Bethel less than a week ago, the victim of what's been called a torturous murder by investigators. Bethel police believe that several people may have known about the incident before they were alerted. Police began investigating when Nick Cook, age 34, of Bethel, came forward. That was 32 hours after he witnessed the crimes. Cook contacted member station KYUK in Bethel to discuss what he saw that day and why he took a day and a half to come forward. Shane Iverson reports, a word of warning here. This story contains graphic and disturbing details.
Nick Cook says he'd been hanging out with the victim, Ben Kaiser, for the last few weeks. They were recently introduced to each other, but Cook said he liked the 19-year-old from Hooper Bay.
We just started becoming friends. He seemed cool. We were talking about hunting walrus.
Cook woke up at about 7:30 on Tuesday, and he noticed some stuff was stolen. He went outside.
And right around here, I see two guys walking, and I recognize them, Jeff and Harry.
That's Harry Ned Williams of Gweethluk and Jeff Hout of Bethel, the two that were eventually arrested and charged in the murder. Cook says Williams is his cousin and he's known Hout his whole life. They told him they were looking for a vehicle they said Kaiser had stolen.
And then I offered to drive them look for their truck.
On the road, as they were approaching Hout's house, Hout said he had something to show Cook. Cook says he was totally unprepared for what he was about to see.
And then we end up right by the shop. They call it the shop. And they're like, hey, come check this out. Walk around to these to the shop. And they open the doors and it's dark. So Jeff plugs in the light. And
it's hard for Cook to talk about now, even to think about what he saw that morning. At first, he thought that Kaiser was dead. He was naked and bound to a table, obviously beaten.
They're yelling at him, are you alive? Are you alive? Are you dead? And they're just poking at him with stuff. I mean, I don't even remember. They're just pushing at this body, asking him if he's alive.
Kaiser was unresponsive, but barely breathing. And the beating continued. Cook didn't know what to do.
I thought they might turn on me. And I hear I'm one guy, unarmed, and I just, you know, I know these guys are killers now. That they can do it.
Cook said he did not see running away as an option.
I didn't have no plan. I just started, you know, being cool.
As a matter of survival?
I reckon. I wasn't really thinking.
Cook says they all left the shop and went up to the second story of Hout's residence. Cook says he felt trapped. He listened to Hout talk about mining, afraid to leave. Eventually, discussion turned back to finding the stolen vehicle. Hout went downstairs to fetch a spare key. This left Cook alone with his cousin, Harry Williams, so Cook thought he could talk more freely.
I said, what are you guys gonna do about Ben? And then he looks at me quickly, and it's an intimidation face, so I don't mention it again.
Eventually, he and Williams walked down to the shop where they found Hout. Also there was a neighbor, David Kenny. Cook says he was acquainted with Kenny, and the two started conversing.
And I see his face, he's in shock, like I was when I first saw it, I guess.
Cook says that Hout and Williams talked about throwing Kaiser into the Kuskokwim River, but that the neighbor, Kenny, encouraged them to take Kaiser inside to warmth. Cook says Kenny then left to go to work, leaving him alone once again. Hout and Williams decided to take Kaiser inside. There, Cook's cell phone rang. He says he used that call to try and escape.
I tell Jeff and Harry, oh, hey, my wife called. I forgot I need to send my son to school. They say, yeah, okay, come back after you're done and we'll go look for my truck.
Some would wonder, as soon as you got in your car, you had a cell phone, but you didn't dial the police.
I was just thinking they're not going to get him in time. And even if they do get him, he might get a slap on the wrist. And he'll be out in 10, 15 years to come and get me.
Cook says that Hout owns several rental properties across the street from his house. About a half dozen. Most of them are vacant and facing Cook's house. On Wednesday, Cook saw that the stolen vehicle was now parked on Hout's rental property just across the street. He says this increased his fear that Hout could harm him or his family. Cook says he tried to do normal things like chores, but as he thought about it, he changed his mind.
I just started thinking about how every morning I send my son to school and I tell him he's brave, and I'm proud of him, and what would be the brave thing to do.
Cook says at about 5 p.m. on Wednesday, he contacted a Bethel police officer he trusted. Hout and Williams were arrested about 24 hours later, charged with murder in the first degree.
I wish to send my condolences to Ben's family and everybody in Hooper Bay. I feel really sorry for Jeff's mom and Harry's mom. She's my auntie. But I'm just glad that maybe they'll get justice and the family can have a funeral.
I'm Shane Iverson.